did that little bit. I have no idea.
All right, just follow me. I know we do the chorus twice.
And I have no service folder, by the way. Dave's trying to make me a copy right now, but you're gonna have to tell me what's coming because I don't have a folder.
Okay.
He's trying to make me one if he can get the code, but I don't have it.
It starts with Hodu Latin, right? Then the welcome, then Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, welcome to the Brazil. Then light these lights with the candle lighting, and then and the Baruch Hu Shema.
And
from the rack.
Yeah, I had to pull it up on YouTube because I couldn't remember. Okay, so rack bar, I would have forgotten that, even though and there's a repeat on that, we echo.
Let's see who echoes which.
I think it was probably me, but.
Probably.
But why don't you do it? Because you have the music in front of you and I don't.
Okay.
I know normally I do.
Normally you do.
Can you just do it?
Yep.
It's right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Leolam,
Leolam, Leolam, Leolam, Leolam, Leolam, Leolam, Leolam, Leolam,
Well, so it's just Leo Lam every time until Ba'ed. Okay, I can do it then. I just, because I can't see it.
And then the Shema is my least favorite. Free. So I got to remember not to do the Shema. Not to do it. Not to do the Shaper. I know. So close.
Did you get it? Oh, you're my hero. Thank you.
Well, you should go thank Neil.
You're both my hero.
Got it?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Shalom and welcome. Happy 2020. It's off to an interesting start, but let us hope and pray that the year ahead holds many joys and blessings for everyone. So we welcome a new year, and we welcome the Shabbat angels into our midst with the singing of Shalom Aleichem. Page 10.
Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Sharei, Lachei Elyon, Mimelech Machei Hamalachi, Akadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Sharei, Lachei Elyon, Mimelech Machei Hamalachi, Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malchei HaSharei, Malchei Elyon, Kimi Melech, Malchei HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem l'shalom, Malchei HaShalom, Malchei Elyon, Mi Melech, Malchei HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olechem l'shalom, malachei shalom, malachei elyon, mimelech malachei hamalachim, hakadosh baruch hu. Shalom alechem, malachei hasharei, malachei elyon, mimelech malachei hamalachim, hakadosh baruch hu. Baruch hu nid shalom, malachei shalom, malachei elyon, mimelech malachei hamalachim, hakadosh baruch hu. Baruch hu nid shalom, malachei shalom, malachei elyon, mimelech malachei hamalachim, hakadosh baruch hu. Shalom alechem, malachei hasharei, malachei elyon, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zeichem l'shalom, malachei shalom, malachei elyon, mimelech malachei hamalachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zeichem l'shalom, malachei shalom, malachei elyon, mimelech malachei hamalachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom alechem, malachei hasharei,
like to call up the whole Goldman family to light our Shabbat candles. We're doing candle lighting number one on page 11, and then after the blessing, we'll be singing Light These Lights on page 13. I guess it's not the whole Goldman family, actually. Four-fifths of the Goldmans.
As these Shabbat candles give light to those who love them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'chad l'kner shel Shabbat.
Blessed are you, Adonai, God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Oh, hear our prayer, I sing to you. Be gracious to the ones I love, and bless them with goodness and mercy and peace. Oh, hear our prayer to you. Let us light these lights and see the way to you, and let us say, and see the way to you. And let us say Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshan B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'chadlik Ner Shel Shabbat.
Thank you. Reader's Kaddish on page 15.
Yitkadah
v'yitkadash shemei rabah v'yamad divrach irutei v'yaham lif machle b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael Bagala, bagala, uvizman kohariv, v'imru amen, yehe shemei maba mevarach, le'alma le'alme amaya, yitbarach, yitbarach, v'ishtabach, V'yipar v'yiromam v'yitnaseh V'yithadar v'yithaleh V'yithalah Shemei dekudisha barichu Lehela v'inka birchata V'shirata Tushbechata v'nechemata Dami Rambiyama Vimeru Amen.
Please rise for Baruch Hu, page 17. Thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Our affirmation of God weaving through all of creation and all living things. Shema, page 22.
Israel, Adonai.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, b'chol levavcha, uv'chol nafshecha, uv'chol ma'odecha. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, al levavecha, v'shinan tam levanecha, v'dibarta bam, b'shivtecha b'veitecha, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha, uk'shartam la'ot al yadecha, v'hayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uv'isharecha, lema'an tizkiru v'asitem, et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim l'elohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. The bottom of page 23. Love God with every heartbeat, with every breath, with every conscious act. Keep in mind the words I command you today. Teach them to your children. Let these mitzvot guide you along the path of life. May they instruct you in your daily tasks, keep them in the forefront of your vision, place them at the doorway of your house, so that upon entering or departing, they remind you to live by my mitzvot, in order that you may reflect on God's holiness through your life. Eternal One led you out of Egypt to be your God. The Eternal One alone is your God. Adonai, our God, you freed us from bondage in the land of Egypt. With courage, commitment, and in community, we crossed the sea and we rejoiced. We seek redemption again, Adonai, from the bondage of hatred, the slavery of poverty, the evil of violence in our world. Give us the courage to toil for wisdom, justice, and understanding. May we rejoice again in community, giving voice to one another in peace and harmony.
Moshel Miriam, Zeili, Zeili, Anu v'Amru, Adonai Imloch, Leolam Vahen, Adonai Imloch, Leolam Vahen, Michamocha.
The Shamru from the Book of Exodus is kind of a love song between God and the people Israel. And what binds us together lovingly is this special day, Shabbat, and its gifts. V'shamru on page 27.
V'shamru b'nei Israel et ha-Shabbat la'asot et ha-Shabbat l'dorotam merit olam. V'shamru b'nei Israel et ha-Shabbat la'asot et ha-Shabbat l'dorotam merit olam. Oti eini uvein Israel. Oti, oti le'olam. V'shamru b'nei et ha-shabbat. La'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam. Merit olam. Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-orat. La'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam. Merit olam.
Sheshet.
Sheshet.
Yamim.
Yamim. Asah Adonai.
Ha-shamayim.
Ha-shamayim. Torotam, merit olam. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat. La'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam, merit olam.
Vayom,
vayom, ha-shvi'i shabbat v'inafash.
Shabbat,
shabbat, shabbat, vayom. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael Tashabat, la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam, merit olam. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat, la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam, merit olam.
We rise for tefillah on page 29.
Adonai, Sifatai Tivtach, Rufi Yagi, Tehilatecha. Adonai, Sifatai Tivtach,
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avoteinu Ve'imoteinu Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzchak Velohei Yaakov Elohei Sarah Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Velohei Leah. Ha'el ha-gadol ha-gibur v'ha-no-ra, El Elyon, Gomel chasadim tovim, V'konei ha-kol, V'zocher chastei avot ve'imahot. Umevi geula livanei v'neihem Lema'an shemo bi'ahava Melech ozer u'moshia u'magin Baruch atah Adonai Magin Avraham Ve'ezrat Sarah. Page 30. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah. A tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot,
Lo kol ha'aretz kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory.
You may be seated. Yismachu, which is on page 35, is this from the same root as a simcha? Or sameach, all words that mean happy. And this song refers to the joy of Shabbat, the joy of creation, and our responsibility to not only enjoy, but also to care for it. Top of page 35.
השבת ישמחו במלכותך שומרי שבת וקוראי עונג שבת ישמחו במלכותך שומרי שבת וקוראי עונג שבת והשביעי רצית בו וקידשתו ישמחו במלכותך שומרי שבת קוראי עונג ישמחו במלכותך שומרי שבת קוראי עונג שבת שומרי שבת קוראי עונג שבת
continue with our prayer for peace. There are too many reasons at the end of a difficult and unsettling week that we yearn for shalom. We pray that we may be able to do all that we can to bring peace to our world. We pray and we act. Seem Shalom is in your service folder.
Chayin v'chesed v'rachamim Sim shalom, tova u'vracha Chayin v'chesed v'rachamim Aleinu v'yako Yisrael Amecha Sim shalom, aleinu v'yako Yisrael Amecha Shalom, tova u'bracha, chein b'chesed v'rachamim. Sim shalom, tova u'bracha, chein b'chesed v'rachamim. Aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Barchenu avinu kulanu ka'echad Be'or panecha Be'or panecha Aleinu ve'akol Yisrael Amecha Sim shalom Aleinu ve'akol Yisrael Amecha Sim shalom Tova u'bracha Chein v'chesed v'rachamim Sim shalom Tova u'bracha Chein v'chesed v'rachamim
We continue with our own private thoughts and meditations.
shalom. Hu ya ase shalom. Hu ya ase, hu ya ase shalom. Alleluia. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. Oh, say shalom. Say shalom, huyah, say huyah, say huyah, say shalom, hallelujah. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down.
We pause in our service to keep in our hearts and minds friends, family members, community members who are recovering from surgery or illness or emotional challenge. Jews around the world pray for the victims of the stabbing in Muncie, New York, especially Joseph Newman, who is in a coma. May healing come to all affected, and may healing come to our world. Page 46.
Hoshienu v'nivashea El karov, l'ho karov, ach karov, l'rea yisho. We pray for healing of the body. We pray for healing of the soul. With strength of flesh and mind and spirit, we pray to once again be whole. El Arifana, oh please heal us now. Rifuat HaNefesh, Rifuat HaGuf, Rifuat Shalema, heal us now, heal us now, heal us now, heal us now. Adonai Hoshiana. We pray for healing of our people. We pray for healing of the land and peace for every race and nation, every child, every woman, every man. Oh, please heal us now.
We say that we are Jewish, not Jew-ish, we're Jewish. We call ourselves Jews. Sometimes it sounds like we worship someone named Judy when we remark that we practice Judaism. But really, these words are the way that English speakers kind of slightly mangle the Hebrew words. Yehudi, Jewish. Yehudim, Jews. We changed that Y to a J for reasons I do not know. Yehuda is a person, a biblical figure who appears in our Torah portion this week. In English, we call him Judah. Who is he? Why are we named for him? Why, according to our name, are we basically Judahists? Yehuda, Judah, is one of Jacob's 12 sons, and as generations passed along, each of Jacob's sons grew into a tribe, and most of the tribes inherited a large parcel of land on which they worked and they lived. The tribe of Judah owned Judea. You're seeing a pattern here, an area around Jerusalem. By the time the Romans came in and destroyed Jerusalem in the year 70, Judah was the only one of the tribes left. And nearly all of the ones who survived within the tribe were sent into exile. They were called Judeans, Yehudim. They were not only people who had lived in this place called Judea, but they were people who shared a common culture and a common religion. And here we are today, the only one of the 12 tribes still running around the planet. So who is this guy we're named for? Who was that first Judean, Judah? What amazing feats of heroism, acts of faith, incredible righteousness did he display to become our people's namesake? Well, let's take a look at the book of Genesis. Judah, as Jacob's son, is also one of the brothers of Jacob's favorite child, if anyone saw the play, or you may have read the story, Joseph. And Judah and his brothers are really sick of Joseph's braggy ways and his lording his position in the family over them. So when Joseph makes a trip on foot out to where his brothers are shepherding so he can see how they're doing and hang out with them, most of them want to literally kill him, which is definitely beyond the normal acts of sibling rivalry, which usually is like arm punches or wedgies or something. So the Torah story, as it goes, it's kind of confusing. But first, the oldest brother, Reuben, says, "Hey guys, this is not cool. How about we just throw him in this pit that is conveniently located right next to us?" So they rough him up a bit and toss him in the deep and conveniently located pit, and then they excuse themselves to sit and eat their lunch. So they're sitting and they're munching away, and some Ishmaelite merchants come through. They come riding through, and Judah, remember he's who we're talking about, says, "What do we gain from killing him? Let's sell him off to the Ishmaelites as a slave." So, okay, this is maybe a better option than killing him, but so far, Judah is not appearing very saintly. The second place we read about Judah is in a story a few chapters later in Genesis. And to explain this story properly and fully would take a lot of time, and it would not be the least bit family friendly. So, I'll just say this much. The story stars Tamar. Tamar was married to one of Judah's sons, but this son died. For very holy and very ethical reasons, and you just have to take my word for it, Tamar dresses up as, let's say, an escort in order to tempt her father-in-law, Judah. Judah immediately takes the bait, and 9 months later, the twins, Peretz and Zerah, are born. So I'm not sure if this story is better or worse than the other one. Selling his brother into slavery, I don't know, but in any case, neither reflects very well on Judah, and we're still left wondering, why are we possibly carrying his name? So if we were to look at the texts like a biblical scholar would, we might say, well, these stories about Judah really came later from other tribes who wanted Judah to look bad so they could look better, and they kind of went back and inserted them in the text. And, you know, that may be true. But there's a more meaningful explanation. And that involves looking a few chapters and a number of years ahead to this week's Torah portion. Judah and his brothers travel from home to Egypt to seek food during the time of a terrible famine. And the Egyptian leader that they are led to is, unbeknownst to them, their little brother Joseph. Well, they don't recognize him, of course, and so Joseph decides to kind of toy with their emotions for a while because he's not totally over the being thrown in a pit and sold into slavery thing. So Joseph tells his older brothers that he's going to hold on to the littlest brother, Benjamin, and he's going to make all the other brothers go back and tell their father that Benjamin is gone too. This is when Judah speaks up. He says to Joseph, "Now, my lord, let me remain in place of the boy. I will be your lordship's slave. Let him go with his brothers. How can I return to my father without the boy? I could not bear to see the misery which my father would suffer." This is a really different Judah. He is offering to sacrifice himself because the loss of another son would cause pain to his father. He is willing to put himself into slavery in order to save his little brother and to protect his already emotionally wounded father. And here we have a Judah story that contains meaning for us, the people of Judah, Yehudim. Judah is far from perfect. Judah has had an ethically rocky start at best, but Judah has done an immense amount of self-growth. He has clearly and honestly faced the selfishness and the thoughtless impulsiveness of his past. And he's chosen to work hard to move beyond it. He has truly made teshuvah. He has fully turned himself around and turned his poor choices around. I think there's a major lesson to be learned here. As Yehudim, Jews, Judahites, we have each made mistakes. We have performed actions and spoken words in our past that we might not want to remember. But our task in life is not to be perfect. It is instead to examine ourselves honestly and do the work to become more giving, more outward focused. This is our legacy, our mission, our responsibility. Carrying Judah's name reminds us that our past does not determine our future. We are all capable of learning, of growing, of evolving ever closer to the people we want to be. Amen. We continue with Aleinu on page 53. Please rise.
Alleluia, Padahun Hakol, Lateru Dulali.
You may be seated. Page 59. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. On this Shabbat, we remember our beloved members who have died over the past year. Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Rini Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith, Aldra Surratt. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Arthur Hershey, uncle of Andrew Glicklin. Susie Marcus, friend of the Spector family. Herb Greenberg, cousin of David Myers. Stuart Benzman, cousin of David Zweigel. Our member Arnie Heyman, husband of Gina Heyman. Miriam Citrin, a woman of intellect way before her time. She did great things. We remember Miriam, the mother of Beth Citrin. Jean Ann Koss, friend of Sharon Drasnin. Sonia Budoff, cousin of Bob Budoff. And we remember the yard sites this week for our members. Rosalie Weitz, Noah Arnold, Darren Hills, Leo Abelson, David Jennings, Josephine Wolfe, Simon Wolfe, Helen Jacks, Alice Reynolds, Rebecca Koblenz, Jerry Girding, Gustav Trachtenberg, Thomas Mason, Donya Orlinsky, B. Brantz, Min Chasen, Lester Weissman, Howard Jacobs, Diane Tuska, Jack Sapir, Louis Niebauer, Malcolm Levinson, Jason Shemwell, Edward Shoemaker, Grace A. Tell, Sheila Bondi, Susan Rosen, Bertha Berman, Bertha Rosenfeld, Walter Muntner, Jean Courtney, Sarah Weissman, Gilbert Richmond, Harold Werman. We honor all of their lives and their memories as together we recite our prayer of memory, Kaddish, on page 60. Please rise. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shmei rabbah, b'alma divarach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chaye chon v'yomei chon v'chaye decho beit Yisrael, Bagala Bisman Kari Vimru Amen. Yehe Shme Rabam Varach Alam Olme Almaya. Yit Barach Vishtabach Vit Paar Vitramam Vietnase. Vietadar Vitale Vitalal Shmeid Kusha Berichu. Laela Minkol Birchata Vishirata. Tushbachata Venechamata. Damiran Bialma Vimru Amen. Yehe Shlama Rabba Min Shemaya, V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, V'imru Amen. O Se Shalom B'mromav, V'ya Se Shalom, Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, V'imru Amen. From our sacred moment of memory to rejoicing in the joy of Shabbat. So I will ask to come up anyone who is either in post-con and younger, and maybe anybody who I taught in confirmation at some point. So I think I've captured a nice crowd there. So come on forward. Such a lovely group. Anyone want to hold what is either grape juice or wine?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher kishanu b'mitzvot ve'ratzah.
Hebrew so well.
Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
Be seated. Anyone want more challah?
Are
thank
you good?
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom. Happy New Year. I'm Neil Seid, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. On behalf of the TBS Board of Directors, welcome to our first Shabbat service of 2020. Actually, it's our second Shabbat service of 2020. The 2030-somethings had a service at 6:30 this evening. They had 12 people show up. Yay! So we're going to really go with more engagement this year. Thank you to all who made this service possible, Rabbi Rappaport, Rob and Rachel, board member ushers, greeters, Oneg Superstars, and our security watch. As many of you, as Rabbi Rappaport mentioned, as we did the Mishra Beirach, she reflected on the attack against the Orthodox community in Muncie, New York. We have a box in the lobby, and next to it some index cards, and we ask that members write a note of support, an expression of sympathy, anything that moves you. Put the card in the box, and we will be mailing those in about a week or so to the congregation. We just want to show our solidarity and support for Jews of all stripes. It doesn't matter. Religious school resumes on January 5th, 2020, Hebrew school starts again on January 7th. Good events in your folder. The Star Trek, rescheduled Star Trek evening on January 18th. The drop-in Sisterhood Mahjong. And if you telework, we're opening up the synagogue on Mondays starting January 6th to use it as a place to telework. It's kind of hard to read what's in the service bulletin, but you can read that in more detail in your email. But the idea is to allow people to use the synagogue to come into community, to do their work like they might at home, and then schmooze a little during the day, take some breaks, maybe go out to lunch together. We're just trying to find new and unique ways to open the building up to our members. And the last item I want to mention is the three-session life program that Rabbi Crystal will offer during January, A Taste of Talmud, where we learn about the Jewish halakha, Jewish law, and how it's derived. There are three sessions, consecutive Thursdays, January 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat rest, a happy, peaceful New Year, and a good 2020. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
In Keloheinu, page 63.
Keloheinu, ein kadoneinu, ein kimakeinu, ein kimoshienu, ein Keloheinu, ein kadoneinu, ein kimakeinu. Moshienu, Mikaloheinu, Mikadoneinu, Mikimakeinu, Mikamoshienu, Ein Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kimakeinu, Ein Kimoshienu, Ein Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kimakeinu.
May this Shabbat and the week ahead bring peace and safety to us and to all. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. All right.